Good afternoon. This is your girl, Preston Forward Sheena. I'm a messenger of God and encourager of His word. And before I get started, I do not own copyrights to the music being played on the podcast. And also, this is a transparency channel where I will be sharing some of my experiences with you as led by the Holy Ghost, because you never know who is going or growing through the same thing as you. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I hope you all eat good, eat well. I'm going over to my family later and gonna eat good and eat well. And let me say this, if you got any grudges with your family members, friends, loved ones, let it go, y'all. People are leaving this earth left and right, and so tomorrow's not promised. Let those things go. And you know, the word of God tells us that we have to forgive if we want to be forgiven. And the last thing you want to happen is you leave this world with anger in your heart towards someone, or them leave this world and you feel like you failed and they felt like they failed. That's a horrible way to feel or leave this world, I'm pretty sure. So guys, this morning I woke up with a battle from within. And I've also battled with some other things, letting certain things go, because I thought this would be the year that I would go boldly before God, overcome some things, and it's like it just got got shut down like a broken record. Okay, so which that was not one of the case, but the issue that I had, that was from within, you know. But I mentioned that because it goes well with my message on He can do all things but fail. That's my topic. So I struggled with that, holding on to that issue where I thought I was going to go boldly before God and do His good work. That didn't happen. And then issues that I've had from within that I'm also trying to let go. So I was so hard on myself, and I had to remind myself that I am not too complicated for God. I am not too difficult for God. Nothing is too impossible or too hard for God to fix, change in your life, whatever it is. I came to encourage and remind somebody that God can do all things but fail. And so, you know, earlier this year, I talked about not getting lost in the sauce. And a lot of times we get lost in the sauce, guys, and we hold on to stuff. We just won't let it go. So I was reading, and look, hold on. We won't let it go when, if we do, God have so much greater for us. Don't you know, I just know that when you let it go, you have peace. Because you know God is going to take care of it. He's going to do it. And so, I was reading Luke 18. And this is for anybody who wants to receive eternal life as well. This is not excluding salvation. Even though I got something different out of this scripture, but it's still, salvation is still pertaining to this topic, because anything that you battle with, bitterness especially, you, in order to get into eternal life in heaven, you do have to let that go while you're here on this earth. You do have to let sin go. So this is not excluding, you know, salvation. I just had got something different, but it still connects. So I was reading in Luke 18. And the rich man, he goes to Jesus. He said, how can I receive eternal life? I've done everything. I've followed the commandments. I've honored my father and mother. I don't steal. You know, what can I do, Jesus? And the Lord was like, well, there is one thing. Go and sell and give all your possessions to the poor, and you will have even greater treasures in heaven. And the rich man, because of his pride, could not let those things go. And Jesus says to them, it is quicker for a camel to enter through the needle of an eye than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. And so the people were like, well, who can say? And Jesus is like, well, to man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. Okay. So when I read that, I thought about the times, guys, when I was smoking cigarettes. I was battling with it. I was struggling with it. I was really, really a babe in Christ, you know, barely, you know. Well, actually, yeah, I was a babe in Christ because I started going to church, started going back to church, and I was still struggling with a lot of stuff that God was bringing me out of, and one of them was cigarettes. And I'm talking about, I had got this book called Fasting by Apostle John Eckhart. I tried to fast, guys. I didn't read the book all the way, but I just knew it was without food or something. So I tried to do all that, and I didn't achieve, but I did my best in fasting. I tried to go cold turkey, just not smoke. And I wouldn't even go on my break so that I wouldn't smoke. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to smoke. And so when I got home, I would smoke just as much, guys. I mean, I would smoke. I'm talking about, y'all, the enemy was trying to kill me with them cigarettes. I'm talking about, I was craving them things. I would spend my money up. But then I would be borrowing cigarettes from my mom, you know. And then still ended up buying cigarettes. I'm talking about, I was fiending for them things. It was horrible, y'all. It got to the point where I said, you know what, God, I'm trying. I've done all that I could do. And so I'm just giving this to you because, you know, I can't do it, you know. So whenever you free me from these cigarettes, I'm just going to get free. Okay, guys. Months later, I don't know how far apart in months, because that was like 2015 or 2016 when God freed me from nicotine. I met this minister, and she invited me to this woman named Prophetess Joanne, her Born on Purpose event. I went not thinking about what I prayed to God for. I went just to enjoy myself. All this stuff was in the back of my mind, nowhere to be found. I went to go enjoy myself and feel the presence of God, because I hadn't felt the presence of God since I left Texas. And so I went to go enjoy myself. I went to go get a real word. I went to go get fed. My soul hungered and thirst. And I went. It was amazing. My kids enjoyed it. Look, I ain't gonna get into all details. Maybe one day I'm going to talk about that moment. But when I left the event, the Holy Ghost let me know that I was free from cigarettes. Yo, I drove all the way from Goodlettsville to the city that I stayed in without smoking. Because usually when I leave any premises, I'm firing up, especially a church parking lot. As soon as I leave the church parking lot, because I didn't believe in smoking on the premises, but I would leave and I would fire up that cigarette. Man, I drove all the way from Goodlettsville to my location without smoking. Listen, this event was so powerful. I didn't even have to tell. When my kids got in the house, they went straight to bed. I didn't even have to tell them to go to bed. Y'all, this event was a powerful. Man, I mean, I experienced the miracle of God. Like, I could go on and on. But like I said, I'm going to tell y'all that later because I'm really about to tell y'all now. But he freed me when I least expected it. When I really let that thing go and let God, he freed me. And that's how we have to do in our situations. Whatever you faithing it about, whatever it is, when you let go and you let God, he will give it to you when you least expect it, something greater. And I had to remind myself that, like I said, I had to remind myself, I'm not too complicated for God. I'm not too hard for him to fix. He done did this thing before. He gonna do it again. And you just gotta faith it out. Believe and trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. You just gotta let go and let God. And that was the thing with the rich man. He couldn't let that go so that God could give him something greater. And I thought about this picture, guys, that floats around the internet where there's this little girl and she's holding a small teddy bear and Jesus is holding his hands out to her to take the little teddy bear because behind his back in his other arm is a greater teddy bear. And a lot of times we can't get that eternal life or the things that God has for us because we won't let go of the things that God wants us to give to him, or God wants us to walk away from, or God wants us to walk out of. So I came to encourage just the way God encouraged me. To let y'all know that God is greater and he can do all things but fail. Hey, he's healed drug addicts. He has taken them from crack to Christ. I've seen him, man, make a way out of no way for me and my kids to have a refrigerator full of food. A whole Christmas. Y'all, I got a vehicle. And this man said that it won't last the summer. It don't last past the summer. And I praise God for it. God is good. I make it A to Z. Okay, you're talking to a domestic violence survivor whom supposed to be dead. Do you hear me? God saved me twice from a domestic man. Really more than that, guys. God is good. He's protected me and kept me from so many things. So I can't even say twice, three. You know, I could have been gone and God made a way out of no way. So know that God is a way maker. He is a void filler. He is a healer. He is a provider. He is a deliverer and he loves you. And you're not too hard for him to fix. He can turn the hardest of heart to a heart of flesh. He can heal somebody from cancer. He resurrects the dead. He casts out demons. Okay? He's powerful, bigger than our circumstances. He's a light when it's dark. He's a miracle worker. He's a way maker when there seems to be no way. He makes a way. I don't care what nobody says to you. God is able. Man, listen. I don't care if somebody said some things to you. They words don't have power over what God has for you. God is able to do all things but fail. He's a way-making God, and his word does not return void, but it does just what he said he was going to do. Hey, when he formed the world, we be talking about that in Sunday school. When he formed the world, he formed the world with his words, and it is so, and it has happened. Everything we see, now is by a God that made it. From the trees to the beads, to the birds, to the seas, to the whales, man, to the jungle, to every, listen, when you hear different languages, that's even beautiful to me, a wonderful thing to me. That's, I'm like, God, you is amazing. We different languages, different cultures. God is amazing. Different animals, different cultures, different ideas. Everything comes from God. Everything belongs to God. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. So I just want to remind you that God is able to do all things but fail. Just let go and let him, okay? Let go. Because he, when we let go, hey, he has something greater. Like I said, look what happened when I let go. He healed me, delivered me when I least expected. And when you let go, God will bring you something greater. He's probably trying to bring you out that two-door shack to get you into that five-bedroom house. He probably trying to let you to let go of that business so he can give you an even greater business. He's trying to probably trying to move you out that location so he can bring you to a whole different city, a whole different location, you know? Hey, he's trying to bring you from desolation to restoration. Woo. God is amazing. So Heavenly Father, God, I thank you, Lord, that you are a way maker, that you are a miracle worker, that you are most definitely a promise keeper, that you are all in all, that you are the great I am. And there is no situation too difficult for you. No person too hard for you. There is not one thing that you cannot do, because Lord, you can do all things but fail. Oh God, you are able to save the lost. You are able to heal the sick. You are able to raise the dead, God. You make ways out of no ways for families. You've done for minds, oh God. You are able to bring people out the most craziest and unexplainable situations. People have survived car wrecks because of you, oh God. Lord, you are able. You are a mighty God. You are all powerful. Lord, you created the heavens in the earth and everything in it. You created every hair on our head. You formed us and knew us before we was in our mother's womb, and before our children, when it was in our womb. And you know the plans for our lives, oh God. Lord, touch our hearts and our minds to cast all our worries, our fears, our cares over to you, oh God, to give it to you, oh God. Because Lord, when we give it to you, oh God, you give us greater. You give us better. You give us more. You give us peace. You heal us. You strengthen us. You save us. You restore our lives, oh God, because you are the great shepherd. And we shall not want. God, you do make it the crooked path straight. You do make the wrong ways right. You do make the rough ways smooth. And you do bring us beside still waters. And you are the restorer of our souls. So God, touch our hearts and our minds, God, to release everything that we need to release. To walk away from everything we need to walk away from. To let go so that we can have peace. So that you can do that good thing in our life. So that you can do that miraculous thing in our life, God. Because when we give it to you, God, we can have eternal life. God, we can have that abundance on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, I glorify you. I magnify you. And I thank you in advance, oh God, for giving us peace. For taking away our burdens and our cares. For increasing our faith. God, thank you that we're not too difficult for you. We're not too hard for you to fix. We're not too broken for you to mend, oh God. Lord, I glorify you, oh God. I thank you that you did it before us in our life. And I pray that you bring awareness of those who have forgotten. Remind us, Lord, of all the benefits, all the things, oh God. You part seas, oh God. You part seas, oh God. You help the helpless, oh God. You bring us out of the mirror clay, oh God. You are the light when there is darkness, oh God. So Lord, I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise, oh God, that you can do all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. And remember, guys, if you got family members, friends, forgive them. Let go, let God, because people are leaving this world and you don't want that to be on your heart, their hearts. And stay connected to those families, you know, that you are able to, you know, connect with. Those that you're not, you just got to give them to God. Family, friends, you just got to give them to God. But make peace, okay? And, you know, go bless somebody with a plate that you know ain't got nothing. Have a blessed day.